Welcome to Entrepreneur's Playbook. Have I got a treat for you? It's about the founder and creator of Flav City and the Bobby approved app. He's an incredible entrepreneur. Bobby Parrish is joining us today on the Playbook. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
Well, you've had such great success, but success today doesn't last unless we're constantly expanding. And that expansion has to be aligned with what's doing well, what's stable, and we think is going to be doing well in the future. And we just don't have the time anymore to think about what's doing well in the future because of the extraordinary speed in which things change. You guys have just launched another division, and this cafe division allows the same healthy, sustainable solutions to be distributed, but now at cafe, with the cafe division. Why did you choose a cafe division when you had so many different options and opportunities for Flav City?
Yeah, I think like all good decisions I've made throughout my career, it kind of comes from the community. So you mentioned earlier moving fast. Before we started moving fast, we moved and I moved very slow. So I got into the YouTube creator game in 2012. And I did not do it to start a CPG business. I did not do it to eventually switch career paths and become full-time content creator. I did it because it was my passion. I've always been into cooking and food. I have fond memories of cooking with my mom in the kitchen as a childhood. And because it started as a passion project and I was not looking for any kind of, you know, key performance indicators out of the get-go, I didn't care about revenue or subscribers. I was able to do it at a pace where I could really understand what it meant to create content that reaches a lot of people. And the most important thing, build a community. The community to me is everything. So over the 13 years of creating content, the community has dictated the best content to make because I have direct feedback with them. And then in turn, the community was always asking me about certain products or certain aisles of the grocery store and what the best recommendations were. And so that was my kind of cue that, oh, there's a kind of a gap in the market in supplements. So that's when I started Flav City Health, which has our all-in-one protein smoothie powder and hydration. And then over the years, I've done so much content at Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts that really resonates with people because you think you're getting a cup of coffee, but you're actually getting like a cup of dessert with copious amounts of sugar and preservatives. So that was just a great feedback that the community wanted that kind of content. It resonated with them. So that's was my kind of calling card to create the new division of Flav City Cafe and make these instant lattes that people love and know, but at half the cost with real ingredients that taste good and actually help your body thrive. So from 13 years ago till today, the best idea has always come from the community. And unlike a brand that maybe doesn't have, or most brands don't have a community and someone to really use as a sounding board, you know, I get immediate feedback, which really is instrumental in dictating what kind of products we make, but also the feedback. The feedback loop is so quick, which is very invaluable.
And you've been a best-selling author, an influential voice with food, but food has always not been medicinal in its nature. It hasn't been in the wellness space. In fact, when you first started, you were a solo voice. There wasn't many voices because the people that were promoting or influencing food were promoting dis-ease, not wellness. And we've gone and created through this fast feedback loop some great education and awareness to food is medicinal. It doesn't have to be a mechanism of dis-ease. And I think that's what's helped to resonate with the millions of subscribers, followers, engaged, educated people that are in your community. And I personally, in a different industry, in the sports and entertainment industry, not quite as compelling as wellness, but yet still the emotional attachment to it, always focused in on that community with a mission. And I think what has always attracted me to you and what you do and why I see you as a reasonable, trusted voice, not the 19-year-old life coaches out there trying to tell me what's good for me, but is the authenticity of you have a mission true at heart to help people and to educate them, not just influence them to sell product. And for me, what was that mission back, 13 years ago that is still I think, core impetus of building your community.
For sure. I spoke earlier about my mother. Unfortunately, she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1999 and then passed away in 2014. So I know how important the food and the fuel we put in our body is. And I was fortunate to grow up in a household where dinner was cooked almost every night, homemade. And that's where my parents came from also. And I think a lot of people can resonate with that because you look back, 30 to 50 years ago, and everybody cooked at home. Everybody used real food ingredients. There were no such things as these crazy artificial dyes and preservatives and trans fats, and people didn't really cook with seed oils. And then things got derailed. So I like to think that what I preach is common sense. I'm not the person who's going to be spewing out stats in the most recent medical news that broke overnight. I just speak it like it is, and it's very relatable. And the suggestions that I make are very, very attainable to anyone. And they kind of harken back to, oh yeah, that is the way my mom or my grandma did it. And that does make sense. And I can make that swap. And oh, Bobby's saying that I can still eat the foods I love, but just with ingredients that will make my body thrive as opposed to being in a state of disease, like you said earlier.
Yeah, for me, categorizing things is whether it's mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, as ease or dis-ease comes from a manner of faith to me that there is this perfection in the universe, an infinite, abundant, unified system that we belong to. And we do things that interfere with that system. And one's not having any more meals with our family. I lost my mom recently, and she raised six kids on her own. And it was really amazing as I look back. And after we all matured in our age, we sent her back to get a PhD from Columbia in education and curriculum. So I asked her, and it's so applicable to you and your community. I asked her, what is, the number one takeaway, from this experience of getting your PhD in curriculum and education from Columbia? And she said, well, it was the common denominator of Ivy Leaguers. And I said, because my mom, Jewish mom, that was the pinnacle, right? All my siblings went to Harvard, Penn, and Columbia. So that was a big deal. What's the common denominator of the kids that go there? And I said, well, that's obvious wealth. They have every option and opportunity to be educated, so they're going to get in. She said, no. I said, oh, then it must be reading. No. It was actually kids who ate dinner with their families, that the highest percentage, whether they were athletes, entertainers, academics, engineers, or Wall Street alumni, they all ate dinner with their family. And why that's important or significant when I look at Flav City and I look at you as someone, as a trusted person, a voice that I listen to in this common sense air, is that I think your common sense stem from not only the physical health that was from this pure, real food philosophy, but it was also this community that was existing in the social wealth. And our social wealth starts with our family. How much influence, even in the scalability of your business and community, as you are, just rolling out another 2,000 stores with Target, are really more in the social wealth space than even the real food physical wealth space?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the exciting thing about rolling out to Target stores nationwide is as big as the community is, there's still a general swath of people in the country who have no idea who I or Flav City is. So it's exciting to me that they can stumble upon the brand at Flav City, and it extends so much beyond, oh, this is a nice protein powder per se. All you have to do is double click into it, and oh my gosh, there's a literal community behind this. There's a person who's a trusted voice in the health and wellness space. There's recipes that I can use to make this protein powder. So yeah, the social wealth of that is kind of the X factor, and it's so hard to create that, right? Like I said, I unknowingly created just an amazing social wealth of community who people who trust in me, and because I'm not, a 21-year-old kid who just tried to make a quick buck in this, I was just preaching my beliefs and what I believe in health and what I believe to put in my family. And then all of a sudden, fast forward X years later, oh my gosh, there's people who really resonate and believe in me. And it's very hard, it's very easy in today's day and age of social media to tell when someone's full of crap. And unfortunately, most people are. So to be able to do this game that I've been in now for 13 years and have, 20 some odd million community members, is a testament to the fact that the authenticity is real, and the reason why I'm doing this is very, very transparent. It's to help people. It's not to earn a living off of YouTube earnings. It's not to sell millions of dollars of products. It's truly to help people. And it just so happens that when you're really good at that, yes, success is going to follow it.
When you know your mission, the commissions do follow, and being trusted is so important, the credibility that you have in your community. I do think it's funny. I just left. I'm on that Aspire Business Tour, and it's like Jesse Isler, Sarah Blakely, David Goggins, and all the sharks. And I love when people come up to me and they're like, "I'm so sorry, I don't know who you are." I said, "Yes, there's 7.6 billion people that don't know who the F I am, and I just want the people that resonate with me to be in that community. It's not the who, I mean, not the what or how many, it's the who." And one of the things that I'm part of as a fan of yours, because I trust you with my own real food, how to live well, eat better, just common sense shit that, forget the optimization, peptides and GLPs. Like, I just want to eat clean food and exercise and move. I want to breathe right. I want to sleep right. I want to eat and drink right and move right. And you're that kind of guy. But it seems with now things can be Bobby approved. You have enough people. You don't have all 7.6 billion, but you have the millions. Then you developed an app to help me and other people like me be able to know what grocery items are full of shit. With that authenticity, and as a fan myself, someone who trusts you about what's real, grocery items are fake. It's not just the people. I mean, labels, as you know, is a huge problem. And your app, I love things that are Bobby approved because I know you're looking at it from a real food, a real life sense, and a real wellness sense. So I can say and save time scanning things and saying, "All right, cool. Bobby, he's already knows what these words mean. I don't have time. I'm a sports and entertainment media guy. I don't have time to know that riboflavin's good or bad or arginine is good or bad. Like, I just don't do it." And I really appreciate it. Where did you determine, or when did you determine that, hey, people really respect something that's Bobby approved?
Yeah, it's so funny because that was once again unintentional for like the Bobby approved stamp to become the seal of approval for a lot of people. It just happened to be something I started saying in like 2017 in my videos. I'd walk through a Target and I'd pick something up and be like, "Oh wow, X, Y, and Z, this product is Bobby approved." And then after doing that for X amount of time, it was like, "Okay, that's my new stamp, right?" So if something's Bobby approved, it gets the stamp. And then all of a sudden, people started emailing me and DMing me every day with pictures of items. "Hey, Bobby, is this approved?" And I would respond for the first X amount of months. And then I'm like, wow, this is really taking a lot of time here. Maybe I should develop an app where people can just scan. It shouldn't be that hard to do. And it was very hard to do, and it cost a lot more than I expected, but it helps a lot of people now. So I just got back from filming videos at Target, and to see people actually walking around using the app, and the samples lady was saying, "Oh, people are asking, are you giving samples that are Bobby approved?" Now, I don't know what she was talking about. I'm like, "Oh, it means it's if it's good or not." That's just one of those things where like it's a truly authentic thing. You cannot buy the stamp of approval. I'm objectively basing it upon ingredients. Do these ingredients help your body thrive, or are they going to cause inflammation, health issues? Are they known bad? Are they GMOs? And some people will come up to me and say, "Hey, your food scanner app, Bobby Approved, says it's good, green, but the competitor says it's bad because it's high in salt, or maybe it has too much saturated fat." And I say, "Listen, that's a subjective thing to everybody else. I'm calling balls and strikes here. If it has canola oil, it's not Bobby approved. If you happen to be on a low sodium diet, you can subjectively do that to yourself. I'm telling you, if this bag of potato chips, which we know chips aren't healthy, if they're cooked in avocado oil or olive oil, well, that's miles better than the canola oil ones, and that is Bobby approved."
I love it, and I use it, and I appreciate it. So thank you so much for that. Just to finish up, when we are normal, quote unquote, people that had a mission just to live our lives with the capabilities that we are developing, and it resonates with people, and you end up with millions of people in your community and the influence and the responsibility I feel that it carries. The biggest challenge for me is a quote that I heard that resonated the first time I heard it and dropped me to my knees, and I continually place it around me. And it's with all the attention and all the people that will ask you, can I get a picture? Can you sign your book or whatever? It's not, it's expected when you're playing first base for the Dodgers. And, that's my previous background running the most notable sports agency. Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, Steve Young, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, they expected it. They all expected it. But when you live most of your life around those type of people and not expecting it, there's a quote, you're either humble or you're about to be. And I think it's even more difficult to maintain your humility. And you have seemed to me at least, to do a great job of being humble throughout this entire popularity of getting great wealth in all areas of your life, all the types of wealth, social wealth you obviously have with 20 million community members. You have financial wealth, you have health wealth. You're living a great legacy. Do you find it challenging to still remain humble with all the attention that people give you and the success that you're having?
No, I have zero problems with that because number one, I know what it feels like to see someone who I admire or who I've watched and the feeling and the excitement that it brings to them. So it's actually somewhat surreal that someone would have that same feeling about me when they meet me. And unlike someone who might throw a professional baseball for a living, or be on the Hollywood screen, not saying anything bad about that, but like I know the advice and the things I'm talking about are having a real impact on people's life. And then I hear the testimonials about health transformations and weight loss journeys. So to know that that kind of inspiration is very personal and that's what's making a difference to me is incredibly humbling because, at the end of the day, I'm just at the grocery store making videos with my iPhone, but it's reaching millions of people and giving them actionable things that are helping them. So if that doesn't humble you, then there's a bit of a problem there.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm turning 58 here, coming up soon, and I've gotten into really good shape, very fit in all aspects. My markers are incredible, and people now in the Ozempic era, like, oh, are you using GLP-1? Are you? And I was like, nope, just eating real food, and diet is the most important. If you're over 50 years old, I believe you can't outwork, you cannot work out enough to get healthy. You got to understand it's your diet and your sleep that are most important in being healthy. And you help with both of those so much because a lot of people don't know how what we eat affects how we sleep, and sleep is a huge impact on our recovery and the access of higher levels of information and awareness. A new modern day hero, and I know he's humble, so he'll cringe at that word. But if you haven't followed Bobby or checked out the app, if you haven't understood, we can use food as medicine. It doesn't have to create dis-ease. It's the real people that have real followings and real community and are achieving their success through a mission, like our friend Bobby Parrish. Check out Flav City. They're easier to check out than ever. Go to Target, go elsewhere. But you are an incredible entrepreneur. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for giving me the greatest gift of health and guidance in that. I know I have to do the work, but it's much easier when you have good advice to follow. So thank you, Bobby Parrish. Follow him. It's very simple. At Bobby Parrish, be one of the millions to do so, or follow at Flav City and find out where they are and what they're doing with their new cafe and also rolling out in 2,000 Target stores with their protein. Bobby, promise me you'll come back. We appreciate having you.
Anytime. Thank you, David.
Congratulations. We are blessed
Awesome.
to have the greatest entrepreneurs here on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.